an assassin's bullet has thrust upon me the awesome burden of the presidency.
It's a haunting story. In one of the nation's darkest hours, a political figure of immense talent and ambition takes command of the American ship of state.
Lyndon Johnson was magnificent in that hour of tragedy. He restored confidence. He helped ease the national pain.
The new man launches his Oval Office tenure with a string of accomplishments unmatched since the days of the New Deal.
It was a masterful takeover. He got more legislation on the books in a few months than Kennedy had in a couple of years.
I'm not going to be president long, but while I am president, brother, I'm going to take care of voting in this country.
4 years later, Lyndon Johnson's presidency is in tatters. The spectacular early successes eclipsed by a single ruinous failure halfway around the world.
Accordingly, I shall not seek and I will not accept the nomination of my party for another term as your president.
It was the greatest political tragedy of my lifetime. Johnson might very well have gone down in history as the most effective president since Franklin Roosevelt.
I do not want to be the president who built empires. I want to be the president who helped to end war among the brothers of this earth.
All of this simply underscores my own personal regret about what happened to him in Vietnam.
Friends of Lyndon Johnson couldn't believe it was happening, couldn't believe that he wouldn't stop it. And I think that's a question for historians as to why he didn't.
I know we ought to be there, but I can't get out.
50 years on, the question still resonates. How could so hugely talented a leader, maybe the most gifted of his time, have lost his way so terribly in a war that many historians now believe he understood to be a quagmire nearly from the beginning? Well, that's the question we intend to explore in this series of podcasts from Public Radio International. We're calling the series LBJ's War, a name that, by the way, Johnson himself probably would have disputed, but we'll get to that in a minute. I suppose I should introduce myself here, right? I'm David Brown, and I'm the host of the public radio news program, The Texas Standard. We're on the air every day statewide, but we operate out of headquarters in Austin, Texas. And if you were sitting here with me in the studio, you could look out the glass window there and make out the top of a monumental building not even half a mile from here. Well, that right there, that's the home to the archives of a monumental figure in American political history. That's the LBJ Presidential Library. And if you ever get to Austin, it's really something to see, but it has an important role in what you're about to hear. Deep inside the archives of that very library, there's a treasure trove of audio tapes, many of them never heard publicly. There are White House phone calls, taped without the knowledge of the person on the other end of the line. And then there are firsthand recollections of people who were part of the Johnson era, people who were actually there when history was being made, who had a hand in its making. Which brings us to something else that we should explain up front. There's a reason a lot of what you're about to hear has never been heard before. It wasn't intended to be heard by the public at large. In fact, if LBJ had his way, these phone calls would have gone to the grave when he did. But his wife, Lady Bird Johnson, wouldn't let that happen. And so we have her to thank, as well as the LBJ Library, for preserving this public treasure. That's not to say these tapes are what you call broadcast quality. They're decades old and never intended for radio, much less podcasts. But now, we get to explore them and put fresh eyes, or I guess I should say fresh ears, on a particularly consequential moment in American history. As Johnson himself said at the library's inauguration.
It's all here. The story of our time with the Barkov. For friends and foes to judge, to approve or to disapprove.
For the record, we mean to do neither approve or disapprove, but instead let you hear and judge for yourselves. There are 6 episodes, 1 per year of the Johnson presidency from 63 to 68. Now, through these half dozen audio snapshots, we intend to track the arc of LBJ's Vietnam freefall and try to understand how and why it happened. So, on with the show.